If you're talking about someone who just seems to do everything wrong, you'd say that, oh, that.
Awkward.
All right. And a person who refuses to let loose of his money, you'd call him a
potwad.
Right. And what about someone who always manages to get the most out of others, you know, not necessarily someone who do a job for them or something, and just don't let you go and just keep you.
Yeah, special needs or something like that. No, I
can't think of one right now. What does the word common mean if you're talking about a person being common?
Common. I mean, he's like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Is that a complimentary term then?
Well, to some people it might be. To some it wouldn't. If you call somebody a common man, he might think you meant that he was a poor man or a simpler man or something like that.
An older person who gets around a lot, you'd say he's awfully for his age.
Awfully healthy for his age.
Yeah. Would you ever use a term like spry or lively or?
Yeah, spry.
Right. And if something bothers you, you know, you say, that makes me feel a little, you know, someone's trying to sell you something. Or something.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I was going to buy it, but you made me feel kind of, you know, you weren't comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a little child wants the light on at night because he's what in the dark?
Afraid, scared.
All right. And say, well, now we can turn the light off.
I didn't used to be afraid.
Okay. And if a person doesn't watch out what he's doing, the driver, you know, he might say reckless or something not as severe as that. You say
he's a careless guy.
All right. And if something is, what's another word for strange?
Odd.
Another. Sometimes you use counterfeit money, you reference to counterfeit money.
Funny.
Funny, clean, yeah, you use that. But what does the word queer mean?
Odd or strange,
what word?
Unusual,
what word?
Queer.
Would you use the word in any special sense? Does the word have any special sense to you?
Well, the money, the queer money, just odd or strange.
How about using it as a noun, saying somebody is a queer?
Well, yeah, sometimes, yeah.
What does that mean?
Sometimes. I mean, homosexual or...
A queer.
Yeah.
But to say, but you use the word...
You could say, if you said he is a queer, that's what it means. If you said he is queer, you'd say he's...
That doesn't necessarily mean that.
No.
That would
mean he's odd.
He's odd.
Yeah.
Would you use the term in that sense, say he's queer? In the sense of weird, you know.
I don't know. I'd probably say he acts funny. If I was just talking, you know, it's not that he acts awful funny or he sure is. Weird.
Yes, well, you avoid using the term saying he's queer because it has the other connotation.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be more likely to use another word because of that association.
Yeah.
Okay. If a person refuses to listen to reason and just makes up his mind and won't change it, you say, don't be so
stubborn.
And if a person's easily offended, you say he's awfully
touchy.
And a person who is that way, when you tease him or something, that he got awfully
aggravated.
Yeah, that's the idea. The person just
annoyed, mad.
Okay. You might tell someone.